From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join in the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
Tillerson expressed confidence NATO would become directly involved. Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO in many ways is already a partner in the fight.
NATO plays a role in the fight against terrorism in many different ways. We are supporting already the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
Stoltenberg said joining the fight would send a clear message of unity, especially in light of Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, England. University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Barton said NATO participation would lend legitimacy to the fight.
And this has been the case in the Afghanistan operation and a variety of different conflicts. America benefits in legitimacy terms from working with the broad coalition of European partners.
Mr. Trump expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater amount in burden sharing of the alliance, the goal being 2% of the gross domestic product within 7 years. The president on his first foreign trip met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After that meeting Wednesday at the Vatican, Mr. Trump said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. In the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday, a car bomb exploded, killing at least five, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. The insurgency al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. On the Kenyan side of the border, eight security officials were killed in two separate roadside bombings in Mandera and northeast Kenya. It was also claimed by al-Shabaab, which has long opposed Kenya's military intervention in Somalia. This is VOA News. British and Libyan security forces detained more suspects in the wake of Monday's Manchester bombing that killed 22 and wounded dozens, some critically, at a concert venue. Libyan authorities questioned the brother and father of the bomber, Salman Abedi, his brother suspected of having links to Islamic State. British police detained several suspects, six men and one woman. Manchester Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said there is an uptick in security in the city.
People across Greater Manchester will have seen a significant increase in the number of armed officers on mobile patrol and at static points across the city. We have been supported by forces from across the northwest and beyond.
Britain Tuesday raised its threat level to the highest critical and deployed troops to bolster a stepped-up police presence. Royal United Services Institute analyst Mohamed Elshimi said Monday's attack suggests the bomber had help.
The use of a bomb indicates a much more sophisticated style of attack in contrast to what we saw with the recent attack in Westminster. This is a bit more sophisticated, which does suggest that the bomb maker or the assistants came from elsewhere.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but British and U.S. intelligence have not confirmed that. Two suspected suicide bombings rocked a bus terminal in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, Wednesday, killing at least three policemen and wounding several other people. It's not clear who was responsible for the attacks. Brazil's embattled President Michel Temer has ordered troops to defend government buildings in the capital, Brasilia, after thousands of protesters Wednesday demanded that he leave office. Thousands marched toward the presidential palace. While most were peaceful, small groups wearing masks threw stones at police, who responded with tear gas. Some entered the agriculture ministry, setting part of the building on fire. Mr. Temer, who took office after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed, has vowed not to resign, saying it would be an admission of guilt. Meanwhile, socialist Lenin Moreno was sworn in Wednesday as Ecuador's new president. He vowed to maintain the social programs of his predecessor, Rafael Correa. He promised a change in style, pledging to form a national dialogue and to uphold freedom of expression. An Ethiopian court has convicted a journalist of inciting violence against the state. Newspaper editor Getachew Shifura was arrested 2 years ago, charged with communicating with a member of Jinbat 7, a band group linked to Ethiopia's neighbor and rival, Eritrea. He faces up to 10 years in prison. Former top professional golfer Tiger Woods said he's ready to return to the links after back surgery, his fourth operation to ease chronic pain. The 14 majors champion, whose last tournament victory was in 2008, at age 41, he had no plans to retire. He said months of rehabilitation still lie ahead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.